Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, if I find favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my heart's cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are, across the hottest desert, a travel near far, for your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my king. I want to be where you are. Gotta be where you are. Gotta be where you are. Welcome you to It's All in the Word Ministry. Your host is Reverend Dorothy Hall. And we're going to have a word of prayer, and we're going to get right back into the Word of God. Our Father in heaven, the creator of all mankind, the maker of every good and perfect gift. Lord, I come before your presence just to say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for our early rising this morning. Some in the right mind, but we found out that you're the mind rocker later. Some might have heart trouble, but we find out that you're the heart fixer, Lord God. And so much more, we find out that you're our healer, he who healeth all of our diseases. Because God, you're the awesome God. You is that great physician. You are the conqueror of death. You are the light of the world. You are the bright and morning star. You are the good shepherd, and so much more. You are the bread of life. You're the water of life. You're the son of man. You're the son of God, and we just thank you. And Isaiah said he's Emmanuel, the Prince of Peace, everlasting Father, who wouldn't serve a God like you. You're awesome in your power. You're magnificent. You're great. You're a wonderful, mighty counselor. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for your abiding love. Thank you for your goodness and your kindness. Thank you because you're faithful to your word. Paul said, I am persuaded that whatever he promised, he is able to perform. Lord God, and I'm standing on your word. When I can't stand on nothing else, I can stand on the word of God. Because you're so faithful. You're a God that cannot lie, nor come short of your word. And I am so grateful. I am so grateful because you're so wonderful. You're so long-suffering with us, Lord. We have been a stiff-necked people, but you still love us anyway. Can't nothing separate us from the love of God. Which is in Christ Jesus. Have mercy. You are so good to us, better to us than we ever could be to our own self. You took care of us when we didn't know how to take care of ourselves. When we was in a world of sin, you bought us out, planted our feet on a solid rock, and that rock was Jesus. Mary's baby, the masculine Lamb of God, the Son of the Living God. And I thank you this morning. I thank you this morning. I thank you for my family. I thank you for my mom. I thank you for all my siblings, my children, the entire family. You didn't have to wake us up early this morning, but we're so glad you did. You let us see a new day that wasn't even promised to us. You're a promise keeper, and we thank you. We thank you. I pray for my pastor and his family. I pray for the church family. Have mercy. I pray for Margaret. I pray for Jack. Turn him around while he on turning ground. Have mercy. I pray for Christina, Michael, Christopher, and George. All of them. Restore them back to you. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. All our young people. Keep them in your divine care. Watch over them while they're in school, going to school, coming back to school. Take care of them. Put your arm of protection around them. Shield them from the fiery darts of the enemy. Have mercy. You're able to do it. You're able. I know my God is able. He's mighty. He's able. Let's just put our trust in him. Lord, I pray for Ukraine. Don't let Russia overtake their land. A land don't even belong to them, Lord God. Intervene. Take care of them, Lord God. Take care of them. Lord, I pray for the sick and the shut in, the widow and the orphan, those that's incarcerated, those that are in nursing home. Take care of them and watch over them. Let them realize that you're God. And besides you, there's no other. Some in the nursing home don't even have family to come and see about it. The Lord console them when they feel so lonely and left alone. Console them. Let them know that if they keep their mind stayed on thee, you will keep them in perfect peace. Thank you and you praise your name. Now, Lord, as we get into your broadcast, go with me. Let your spirit abide. Let me decrease as you increase. Not my words, but your word. Not my thoughts, but your thoughts. Now, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength, my redeemer, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Lord, you're awesome. You're awesome. You're awesome. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. He's the answer to every problem that we have. Jesus is the answer for the world today. If we just turn back to him, he is able to do anything but fail. There is no failing in God. We fail him, but he never fails us because he's God. And we down here in the flesh, born with that old sinful nature. But there's no excuse. God can change anybody. Did it with Paul, was a chief of sinners, he said. David, a murderer, adultery. God changed him, a man after his own heart. And God can change you too. Any sin that you has committed, they're already paid for. When Christ died on the cross and arose with all power in heaven and earth, sitting there on the right hand of God the Father, pleading for us when we do wrong. God don't see sin. You see the blood that Jesus shed for us. Shall we continue in sin? God forbid. No. What we're going to be talking a little about today, and I won't be before you long. I'm sure I'll win it. We're going to talk about my theme, my subject and my broadcast. And that is, it's all in the Word. Thing we need from A to Z is in the Word of God. And I want you young people to hear me, that you're searching for a husband or wife. If you're lonely, want somebody. The Bible tells us in Proverbs, two is better than one. Because if one falls, the other one can pick him up. And if he's cold and two of them together, they keep each other warm. And it's strict to tell us that it's not good for man to be alone. That includes woman too. But if you want a spouse, as God is sending you somebody, be specific with God. If they love God, they'll love you. But if they don't love God, they're not going to love you. So remember that. It's all in the Word. The Word will tell you anything that you need to know is in the Word of God. First, in John, the Epistle of John, he said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Notice, it does not refer that Christ as God had the beginning, a beginning, because as God, he had no beginning, but rather refers to the time of creation. When we talk about was the Word, the Holy Spirit, through John, described Jesus as the eternal Logos. And the Word was with God, was in relationship with God, and expressed the idea of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I'm just going to go down. God the Father, he guides. God the Son, God. God the Holy Spirit teaches us. And the Word was God, meaning that he did not cease to be God during the incarnation. He was and is God from eternity past to eternity future. The same was in the beginning with God means this very person was in eternity with God. There's only one God, but manifested in three persons, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And all things were made by him. I'm going to pause there. I said it's all in the Word. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And we go on to Genesis, the first chapter. Genesis, first chapter. Let's go there. And it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven, spoken word of God, created the heaven and the earth. The first thing God said, all in the Word, what God said, everything that God said, let there be light, there was light. Then he said, on the second day, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the water, and let it divide the water from water. Secondly, the third day, God said, let the water under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let dry land appear. And it was so. Third day. You can go on, and we'll tell you God said. And God created all these things and put them into existence by his word. Then he said, let us make man in our image and our likeness. And he did so. Let us mean the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Trinity was there at work. But everything came into existence by the spoken word of God. It's all in the Word. Says said, in him was life, and the life, back to John, the fourth chapter, the fourth verse of the first chapter. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shining in darkness, and the darkness comprehend it not. Light and darkness comprehended it not. They cannot operate it at the same time. It either light or either darkness. Power in every word of God. God's word is unlike any other word. It is alive. Jesus' word. I have spoken to you of spirit and life. When God speaks, things change. People change. The weather change. Everything changes when God speaks. God can do what man cannot do. All God's creation exists because of God said it. When God speaks, something happens. And I will give you a few pointers. This is just a few points of what God's word does. You can write it down if you want to. It generates life. It creates faith. It produces change. And it frightens the devil. The word of God calls miracle. Heal any hurt that you have. God's word. He said, I will not leave you nor forsake you. But if you hurt, I can heal any hurt that you have. Cast all your cares upon me because I care for you. And I can do what you cannot do. God can do what you cannot do. I don't know why people have in their mind that they can change people, change nobody. God has to bring on the change. Just pray for people and let God do what God do best. It frightens the devil. It builds character, transforms circumstances. It imparts joy. It overcomes adversity, defeats temptation, and infuses hope. God's word releases power. Cleanse your mind. Create in me, O God, a clean heart, and renew a right spirit within me. Bring things into being and guarantee your future. We cannot live without the word of God. Job 23:12 says, I have treasured the word of his mouth more than my daily bread. The Spirit of God uses the word of God to make us like the Son of God. A word must have first priority. That means abiding in his word. If we abide in him and his word abide in us, we can ask anything in his name and it shall be. I must accept its authority. You know what men of our troubles come, occur, because we base our choices on unreliable authority, culture. Everyone is doing it. Why can't I do it? Tradition, we always done it this way. It seemed logical, our emotion. It just felt right. Only God's word leads us in the right direction. Solomon reminds us that God's word is flawless. And Paul explains, God's word is useful for teaching and helping people and for correcting them and showing them how to live. That's what God's word does. It shows us how to live a godly life. Study the word. Meditate on the word. Obey the word. Have faith in the word. Receive the word. Remember the word. Can't do nothing else. You can reflect back on God's word. God's word helps us resist temptation, helps us make wise decisions. It reduces stress. Oh, I'm so stressed out getting God's word. Read about anxiety in Matthew, the 7th chapter. Between the 6th and 7th chapter, I'm not exactly which one, but it's there. It talks about anxiety. It builds your confidence. It offers good, the best advice is in the word of God. And it produces more faith. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Without faith, it is impossible to please him, meaning God. He who comes to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So if we don't study God's word, how can we have faith? We can't. We're just existing in the world. 119:11 say, your word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. Those are some powerful words. Hide your word in your heart so you will not sin against him. And the only way you can do that is by studying his word and remembering his word. When things get tough and you don't know what to do, reflect back on the word of God, and it will show you the way. Any circumstance that you're going through, reflect back on God's word, what he said he was going to do, what God said he's going to do. Just what he'll do. Psalms 119:105. Say, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The word of God teaches us everything we need to know. God's word will bring on healing. God's word will show salvation. Teach us how to be saved. Confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that Jesus was raised from the dead. Thou shalt, this is a lady, thou shalt be saved. Those that need to be restored back, God's word can do that. He's married to the backslide. Come back to him. Come back to God. He'll rejoice that you came back. The word of God brings healing, physical and mentally. That's what God's word would do. God's word gave sight to the blind. The word can call the lame to walk. Feet shall be done. It makes the devil tremble at the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. Wonder working power in the precious name and blood of Jesus. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission for sin. The blood that he shed on the hill cap, it brought healing to the whole nation. God's word can bless you or it can curse you. Read the word in Deuteronomy 28 chapter about blessing and cursing and see which one you want to do, abide in. Then go to Malachi, the third chapter. I'll tell you about blessing and cursing. All we need is in the word of God. God will not disappoint you. God will not let you down. We have disappointed God, but he never would disappoint us. I'm sorry to say, but I disappointed God when I stopped this broadcast. But I pray to God that he will restore me back, and he has. And I thank God for that. And I know he has forgiven me. May God bless you, and may God keep you. And remember, all you need in the word of God from A to Z is in the word of God. And may heaven smile upon you. My God can do anything. My God can do anything. Listen, he can make a way out of no way. Turn the darkness into day. My God can do anything. Oh, yeah. My God can do anything. He can heal the sick, raise the dead. 5,000 souls he fed. He can make a way out of no way. Turn your darkness into day. My God can do anything. God bless you. I'll be back here next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Meet me here, because it's all in the Word.